Blog Talk Radio.
Worship program, Assyrian Resurrection Series. Today, we continue with the gloss for verse 125 through 129, found on page 240 of the ebook. This is Sunday, June 19th, the year 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar, based on the great year system of time reckoning, 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shemtut Aku Aset Mahat. If you are a first-time listener, Shatah Netter means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, the gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting and singing, both Ua, meditation, and the Tefneturu Simapat, movements of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shatah Netter spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her or his presence and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him or her in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self, the Shetty discipline of Uwashu. You're welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: the chant, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Moata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this morning's program will be taken from African Religion, Volume 4, Assyrian Theology, also by Dr. Moata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Netarian Creed, the Esu Amun, videos, questions and answers about kinetic culture, spirituality and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship book and also to preview our extensive selection. Shem Zarit Mentor S. Mary Mahasi and myself are members of the Sima Institute and the Shatah Netter Temple of Aset under the leadership of Sibai Ma, Dr. Moira Ashby, and Sibai Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, I say, Uja, greetings, Shem Zarit.
Uja, Sinti, Uwena for a good rising. How are you today?
Doing really nefer. Enjoying the weather here in South Florida. How about yourself?
It's good to be home again. Always good to come home. Yeah. All right, then. Well, let's begin our morning ritual. And we do this by kneeling before the altar with our hands raised, palms facing outwards towards the altar, which is preferably facing east. And we're going to prostrate before the altar. We're going to bow, gently tapping our foreheads to the ground. This is a sign of homage to the higher self. Rising up. Next, we uncover the altar. This symbolizes removing the veil of ignorance and illusion. The lighting of the candle symbolizes the Aku, divine light within that is to be awakened. The lighting of the incense represents the fragrance of our personality, which exudes with the divine odor. As it rises up, it attracts and communes with the divine. Next, we offer libation, pouring purified water from one container to the next, silently and continuously. This symbolizes the one-pointed flow of the mind towards the divine. Next, we take our live food offering, fresh fruit or vegetable, and place this in front of the altar. Now we prepare for the offering ritual, offering formula. Get in a comfortable seated position, either on the floor with your legs crossed in the lotus posture, or in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. Keep your back straight in either position. Now we're going to take a few deep breaths together. Inhale deeply, allowing the abdominal area to expand. And exhale, allowing the abdominal area to contract, almost touching the spine. Another inhalation, slow and deep. All the way up to the top, to the crown chakra. And exhale. And now we'll recite the offering formula four times, call and response. Otepti nesu netera Antu wepwat neptajasen Perkeru kakapen Sineter ari makeru
Otevdi nesu netera Anpu wep wat neptajasen Perkeru kakapet Sinata ari makeru Otevdi nesu netera Anpu wep wat neptajasen Perkeru kakapet
Sinete Arima Keru.
Potat Dina Sunatara. Antu Aswap Natar Jasur. Perkeru Kakapet. Sinatari Makeru.
Potep dina sunatara Antu wep wat nepta jase Perkeru kakape Sinatari ari makeru
Potep dina sunatara Antu wep wat nepta jase Perkeru kakaper, sinatari makeru.
Hotep dina sunetara, antu wep wat neptajase. Perkeru kakaper, sinatari makeru.
Ota dina sunatara Ampu wap wap neptar jasur Perkeru kakapet Sinatari makeru. Translation. Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Ampu, preparer of the traveler, and wap wap, opener of the ways, Lord of the Sacred Land. The spoken offering is 1,000 geese, which is complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech and enlightened being. Hotep.
Hotep. Now we have the reading of the Nepalian group. As a Natarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shetout Neter, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Neteru, the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds, and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as the Neteru, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Neteru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I also believe that supreme being I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same supreme being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Natarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. Found that I have held Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari and my Aku, spirit, will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Mihast, the spiritual awakening, enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhim Ankh, reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shetout Neter by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which include study of wisdom teachings, Rek Ab,
devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Shatitu, the spiritual teaching that was written in Medineter, the hieroglyphic scripture, so that the Shimsu, the followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shatitu. Two most important Neterian scriptures are the Pert Imhuru and the Hasu Amun, and the most important Neterian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will discover the Shatout, the mysteries of life, and become Ma'akiru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Atap.
Atap. And now we'll have the four great truths of Shatanatan. Panatar ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar Neferu.
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 Panatar ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar Neferu. The Neter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and is Nebuchadnezzar manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit which pervades all, and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetan religion.
On Mahat Tri Sayasa Sekemem.
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 On Mahat Tri Sayasa Sekemem. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netaru of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Say Washu, say Nafu, and Sayusen.
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 Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of sex. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, which means freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of sex, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society, as it promotes virtue and order. Living by ma'at means practicing shedi, the spiritual practices and disciplines. Ruashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ari Shedi Rekabe Makeru.
Ari Shedi Rekabe Makeru.
Ari Shedi Rekabe Makeru.
Ari Shedi Rekabe Makeru.
Ari Shedi Rekab and 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 Makeru. The practice of the Shedi disciplines leads to knowing oneself as divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shedi means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, to tout, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shetout tradition and the Sema Smai Tao yogic practice disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these Netaru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Hatep.
Hatep. And now we'll have recitations for our Shet in the morning. Open in prayer A from the ancient Egyptian book of Coming Forth by Day. Dura kesu benes emaketab datem pet. Anatedra ke etm kepera. Kepera keman neteru. Ka ke uben ke pese mut ke. Katiam sutan neteru, irinet mutnut awi, am Irini. Manuana tepa to my heart air throng. Adoration to Ra when he rises in horizon eastern. Homage to Ra coming forth as Kepara. Kepara, creator of the gods and goddesses. Rising thee, shine in thee, lighten up thy mother. Rising as Lord, king of the gods and goddesses. Your mother Nut does an act of worship to you with gold arms. Manu, the western horizon, receives thee in peace, and Mahat embraces thee at the double season, eternally. Okay.
Now it's time for Adoration Surahirakuti from the hymn to Aten by Akhenaten. Tua Ankerakuti, Haim Aken, Emrenes, Em Shurim Aten, Tiyang Pajeta Haim. In Sutanok, in Aknetawi, Nefer Keparura, Hua in Ra. Adoration to the living Heru in the two horizons, residing in the horizon, in his name of Shu in the form of the sun disk, giving life forever and for eternity. This praise is sung by the King Akhenaten, the living in righteousness, Lord of the two lands, ancient Kemet, the good King in his name, Creator, one with God. Atep.
Atep. Next, we invoke the assistance of the deity or cosmic force, which removes obstacles to your success in spiritual practice. Ampu is the deity which leads souls through the narrow pathways of the Duat. Therefore, request the assistance of Ampu, who represents the discriminative intellectual ability, so that you may distinguish the real from the unreal. O Apuat, Ampu, open up the ways, the roads of the north. O Ampu, open up the ways, the roads of the south. The messenger between heaven and hell, displaying alternately a face black as night and golden as the day. He is equally watchful by day as by night. May Ampu make my eyes firm so that I may stand upon them. I've washed myself in the water wherein the god Ampu washed when he performed the office of embalmer and bandager. My lips are the lips of Ampu. And we'll now pause for 1 minute for silent meditation.
Next, invoke the presence of Aset Ma'at, who is the embodiment of wisdom and inner discovery of the divine. Aset is the mother of the universe, and she herself veils her true form as the supreme transcendental self. This veil of ignorance is only due to ignorance. Therefore,
pray for Aset to make her presence known, which bestows instant revelation of her true form. This unveiling is a metaphor symbolizing the intuitional revelation of the divine or enlightenment in your mind. Aset is in your heart and only needs to be revealed. However, she can only reveal herself to the true aspirant, one who is devoted to her, the self, and to her alone. Aset says, I, Aset, am all that has been, all that is or shall be, and no mortal man hath ever unveiled me. The invocatory prayer to Aset. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without wearying, who traversed the land in mourning, and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. She who revived what was faint for the weary one, who received his seed and conceived an heir, and who nourished him in solitude while no one knew where he was. Aset saith, I have come to be a protector unto thee. I was unto the air for thy nostrils, and the north wind which cometh forth from the god Tem unto thy nose. I have made whole for thee thy windpipe. I make thee to live like a god. Thine enemies have fallen under thy feet. I have made thy word to be true before Nut, and thou art mighty before the gods. And now we'll pause 1 minute for silent meditation. Remember your spiritual preceptor, the person who taught you how to meditate. Thank them for their teaching and invoke their grace for success in your meditation. Have faith in your master's ability to lead you along the path to the lips of the wise are as the doors of a cabinet. No sooner are they opened, but treasures are poured out before you. Like unto trees of gold arranged in beds of silver, are wise sentences uttered in due season. Remember the following precept. Have devotion of purpose. Have faith in your own ability to accept the truth. Have faith in your ability to act with wisdom.
And we'll now have excerpts of chapter 33 of the Purim Haru from contemporary papyri. I have lived by righteousness and truth while on earth. I live in righteousness and truth. I feed upon right and truth in my heart. I have done what is required to live in harmony in society, and the gods and goddesses are also satisfied that I have worshipped rightly. I have done God's will. I have given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the clothless, and a boat to those who were shipwrecked. I made the prescribed offerings to the gods and goddesses, and I also made offerings in the temple to the glorious spirits. Therefore, protect me when I go to face the gods. Closing devotional prayer, Rasmus. Amasu empaneter, sake su eminent empaneter, atuanama, keripaharu. Give thyself to God. Keep out thyself daily. For gone, and let tomorrow be as today. For gone, and let tomorrow be as today. That's up.
And now it's time for our daily chant. Chant what we shut in the morning. Call in response. Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra
Patah. Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra Patah.
Om Amun Ra Patah. The One Divine Self manifests in and the Trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asara Sedhedu.
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 Om Asara Sedhedu. The One Divine Self manifesting and the Trinity of the Divine Father, Divine Mother, and Divine Child.
Om Ma'ati Ma'akeru.
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 Om Ma'ati Ma'akeru. The One Divine Self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth, assist me in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasuan Panatir, Salke Suamin Panatir, Al Tuanima Keti Paharu.
Amasuan Panatir, Salke Suamin Panatir, Al Tuanima Keti Paharu.
Amasuan Panatir, Salke Suamin Panatir, Al Tuanima Keti Paharu.
Amasu Impanatir, Sakis Women in Tempanatir, Atwanama Keriparu.
Amasuan Panater, Sauke Suaminsin Panater. Atwanama Keriparu.
Amasuan Panater, Sauke Suaminsin Panater. Atwanama Keriparu.
Amasu impanater, sao ke su aminit impanater, ao tu anima keri paharu.
Su impanater, sao ke su aminit impanater, ao tu anima keri paharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hateptis and neta iri netu watch.
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 Atepti Saneta Iri Metu Watch.
Atepti Saneta Iri Metu Watch.
Atepti Saneta Iri Metu Watch. A peace offering is made to appreciate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of health.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, duara, duara. Kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
Duara, 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 kepara. Adorations to Ra, adorations to Ra, in the form of the Creator.
Dua sadu netfernetada. Dua sahirabdu. Dua sahnevjeta.
Do I saw soot and hay? Do I saw never and etera? Do I saw here I do? Do I saw an etera? Do I saw soot and hay?
Do I saw do never netera? Do I saw here Abdu? Do I saw Nevjeta? Do I saw Sutin Hay?
Do I saw Runefer Netera? Do I saw here Abdu? Do I saw Nevjeta? Do I saw Sutin
Hay? Do I saw Nefer Netera? Do I saw Hair Abdu? Do I saw Nevjeta?
Do I saw Nefer Netera? Do a song, here I do. Do a song, a jetta. Do a song, Susan Hayes.
Do a sado netta netta da. Do a sa head I do. Do a sa nevjeta. Do a sa sutin hey.
Do a sa never netta ra. Do a sa hair I do. Do a song at the time. Do a song to ten hands. Do a song, una fernetera. Adoration to a song, pure existence, exalted divinity. Do a song, air Abdu. Adoration to a song, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Do Asar Nebjeta, adoration to Asar, Lord of Forever. Do Asar Sutenhe, adoration to Asar, King of Eternity.
Net, net, do a net, Sefer
Net, net, do a net, Sefer Keras Anuan.
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 Net, net, do a net, Sefer Keras Anuan. Goddess Net, Goddess Net. Adorations to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true self, creation unveiled, to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Tu a heteru netrita.
Tu a heteru netrita.
Do 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 a heteru netrita. Adoration to Hetheru, the great goddess.
Now we pay homage to the cosmic force of balance, truth, order, righteousness, reciprocity, justice, cosmic force of Ma'at. Naku Ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at Nebutin. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Kahina Ma'at. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Ankina Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Ha Sima Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Let her guide your actions. Dua Ma'at Nebutin. Adoration to the goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are. Okay. Neb netu, neb jedu, erasut, aha netu dendiu.
Neb netu, neb jedu, erasut, aha netu dendiu.
Neb netu, neb jedu. Er asut ahane teru dendiyu.
Neb metu, neb jedu. Er asut ahane teru dendiyu.
Neb metu, neb jedu. Er asut ahane teru dendiyu.
Neb metu. Neb jedu, era suit, aha netu dendiyu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, era suit, aha netu dendiyu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, era suit. Aha netu dendiyu. Meaning, all words, all spoken about me, from outside of me, for example, others saying things about me, but also from inside of me, negative, egoistic self-talk, based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf. Atep.
Atep. And now it's time for our healing chant, Ohedi. Dua tekame, dua ase, harine, hankujasene, dua tekame. Dua ase, harine, hankujasene. Dua sekane, dua ase. Harine, akujasene, dua sekane, dua ase, harine. Ankujasene, Ankujasene, Ankujasene. Adoration to Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adoration to Goddess Aset, lady of wisdom and healing words of power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Hatep.
Dua Hatep. And now we'll have our supplication to Aset, Ra, and Asar for health and freedom from negative things, as we remember our sick and shut-in. May Aset heal us, as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, great of words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, siphonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son, Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who have spoken for your body, O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds, taken from the ancient Egyptian medicine Ebers papyrus. Atep.
Now, we've come to the segment of our program entitled Listening to the Teaching. We continue our reading from African Religion, Volume 4, Sound Theology. And as the reading of the hymn to Asar. Glory be to Asar Unifer, the great God within Abdu, King of Eternity, Lord of the Everlasting, who passes through of years in his existence. Eldest son of the womb of Nut by Geb, Lord of the crowns of the north and the south, Lord of the lofty white crown. As prince of gods and of men, he hath received the crook and the flail, and the dignity of his divine father. Let thy heart, which is in the mountain of Amenta, be content, for thy son Heru is established upon thy throne. Thou art crowned Lord of Jedu and ruler in Abdu. Through thee the world waxes green in triumph, before the might of Nebuchadnezzar. He leadeth in his train that which is and that which is not yet, in his name Tarsetana. He toweth along the earth in triumph in his name Seker. He is exceedingly mighty and most terrible in his name Asar. He endureth forever and forever in his name Unifer. Homage to thee, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of princes, who from the womb of Nut has possessed the world, and has ruled all lands and Akert. Thy body is of gold, thy head is of azure, and emerald light encircleth thee. O An of millions of years, all pervading with thy body, and beautiful in countenance, in Tasert. From the book of coming forth by day of Ani. We continue our reading today from the gloss for verses 125 through 129, with the reading on page 240 in the e-book. This teaching about the constitution of the human being has been set forth by ancients who have been able to discern through the spiritual eye the different levels of vibration and psychology within all human beings. And through this observation, they are able to determine the level of spiritual evolution and current psychological state of the individual.
An important point to note is that each of the lower three states involves duality, while the highest state involves non-duality. The human soul is a projection of the divine into the realm of duality, physical, astral, causal planes. The human soul forgets its divine origin and believes itself to be a creature among other creatures. Hence, the idea of duality arises. The ignorant human being is not aware that he or she is at all times connected to the universal self, as are all things and all other human beings. This ignorance then gives rise to the various egoistic feelings associated with egoistic desires. The ignorant human being is not aware of his or her fullness and peace within and goes on seeking for fulfillment in the world of duality instead of seeking the universal self, which encompasses all other realms. Non-duality is experienced as absolute oneness and interconnectedness to all that exists. There is no feeling of you and me, here and there, male or female. There is no desire for objects, because all objects are one with the self. There is only the experience of awareness of the self. Human words and concepts are not capable of describing the actual experience of oneness with the self. Therefore, these descriptions are all transcended in the actual experience. However, they serve as guides to lead the mind towards the understanding of yogic philosophy. The nine parts of the human spirit are the Ba, the Sahu, the Kabit, the Ku, Ka, Sekhem, Ab, Kat, and Ren.
The nine parts of the human spirit may be classified as follows within the three basic bodies: the universal Ba, the self; the causal body, the Ba, Sahu, Ku, and Kabit; the astral body, the Ka, Sekhem, Ab; and the physical body, the Kat and the Ren. The mind exists in the realm of the astral body. The astral body and the subtle senses are experienced exclusively in the dream state, while the mind and gross senses are experienced in the waking state. The source of egoism is experienced in the causal body. It is here where the energy and identity of the universal Ba, or the Supreme Being, is beset by ignorance, wherein it believes itself to be an individual human being instead of the all-pervading universal self. This shift in awareness from being universal to being individual is known as the ignorance of the true self. Those who are ignorant of their true self call themselves individuals. This sense of individuality constitutes what is called ego. When there is egoism, there is also desire. And where there is desire, there is disappointment and pain, because desires can never be fulfilled in the state of ignorance. They can only be fulfilled in the state of supreme knowledge or self-discovery.
Once the ignorance of the self is broken through the practice of spiritual disciplines, a human being can potentially discover that all the layers of the soul are in reality illusory reflections in consciousness due to misunderstanding the truth about oneself. For this reason, the temples of ancient Kemet outlined a program of spiritual development which was directed toward rendering the layers light, thin, and clear so as to promote clarity of intellect.
This will conclude our listening to the teachings today, and we'll continue next week with verse 130. Tula Seva Ma and Tula Seva Cha, ending next week's teaching. And now we will transition into our devotional meditation. I invite you to return to a comfortable position. You may sit on the floor in the lotus posture with the legs crossed, or you may lay down. Make sure you remain awake. Or you can sit in the chair, again with your feet firmly planted on the ground with your back straight. We're going to begin with some hekau, some chanting. And remember, as you utter the following words of power, visualize that you embody the qualities of the netters in the Asarya myth. See their virtues becoming your virtues and gain insight into their ways. This is the deification of your personality, invoking your power within to transform yourself into a netter. Call and response. Nipuasar, Nipuasat, Nipuheru.
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 Nugab, 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 Nugab.
Nugab. Nugab, Nugab, Nugab.
I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure.
I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure.
Now let's relax in silence for a few moments and allow these utterances to resonate in your mind and become witness to whatever you see in your mind's eye. With each deep breath, feel your body becoming lighter and more relaxed. As you inhale, visualize the life force energy from the universe is pouring into your body. And as you exhale, you feel revitalized and renewed. Inhale, the breath of Hetheru, you're replenishing and accumulating positive mental energy. And as you exhale, you're letting go of toxic energy and negative thoughts. Now visualize that your body is rising up into the air, above the clouds, and into space. Now visualize that you are in an astral plane. It is a dark realm, but it is not empty. Visualize that your body is made of pure light, and there are stars all around you. Experience the vast expanse of your surroundings and feel at ease in this realm. Relax every muscle in your body as you discover the peace and joy of expansion. Now take flight by simply willing yourself to move up and away. Travel to the far reaches of this plane. visit the stars and the planets. Our world, galaxies, black holes, and universes, which expand to infinity. Behold the beauty and majesty of the divine. Now relax and allow the feeling of joy, immortality, infinity, and eternity to permeate every part of you. I am a star. Now see in the distance a dark realm, darkest you have ever seen. No light emanates from or reaches this place. Nothing grows there. Come closer to this place and look into it. There is nothing to be seen, but you feel a strange affinity to this place. It is beckoning to you, calling your soul to enter, pulling you close. You cannot explain it, but somehow it feels warm, loving, and complete. You attempt to go in, but something prevents you, even as a glass door permits you to look within, but not to enter. What prevents you from entering is your ego, the deepest, darkest realm. Is the abode of the Supreme Self, and none other can exist there. So, if you wish to enter into the presence of the Divine, you will need to discard all notion of separation and all notion of individuality. When you say, I am a star, who is the I? You must forget the ego I now and be a star. Therefore, allow the mind and its thoughts of separation, worries, anxieties, doubt, etc., to subside. As you discover the essence of who the I is referring to deep down within, leave the mind behind. Its thoughts cannot help you now. Feel and experience the silence of the quiet mind and allow yourself to melt into the cosmic mind. Reflect thus, this vast universe, these stars, this body, this earth, all of this is me. I am the universe. I am the gods and goddesses. I am the divine self. Become one with the peace and the emptiness. Now there is only awareness, pure consciousness. No thoughts reach you. This is perfect being. Now you are entering into the realm of absolute darkness, the realm of Asar. I invite you to remain in this place of peace and tranquility for as long as you like, for as long as you can. And when you are ready, gently return to normal body consciousness. Slowly move your limbs as you rise. Pay your respects to the Netters with upraised hands and utter the closing words of power. And leave the meditation area feeling that divine grace has fallen upon you and will be with you throughout the rest of your day. Om Asara Sethi. Om Asara Sethi. Om Asara Sethi. Om Asara Sethi. As you commune more and more with the divine, your awareness will increase gradually. You will achieve greater and greater control of your thoughts, emotions, minds, and senses. Until you are in complete control, experience abiding spiritual awareness. This is a state of enlightenment. You discover the glory of meditation. Ajap.
Ajap. In order to learn more about Chaitanya Netter, please go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, question and answer about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our Block Talk Radio, Chaitanya Netter Archives, for inspirational programming, such as our Glorious Light Meditation and our Kemetic Life Skills Series. Join us each Thursday at 8 p.m. for our evening devotional worship service with Shems Pata Mahut Ankh and Shems Baket Asura as they continue reading Hymns of the Moon, the Wisdom Series from Egyptian Yoga Volume 2. Also on Saturday evenings, we have a new lecture series based on the new book. It's called Egyptian Book of the Dead, Aeroglyph Translation by Dr. Moira Ashby. This is via anytime meeting, so do check your email for the link to register and take part in that program. While in Atlanta, Georgia, visit the Temple of Heru for Sunday devotional worship program. And you can reach Uapsetna Nebura for information at 678-437-7768. If you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, you can visit the Temple of the Moon, also for Sunday devotional worship at 1 p.m., presided over by Priest Uabratem and Unut Amunti. Uabratem's phone number is 704-780-5769, and Unut Amunti is 704-768-6200. We're also now taking registration for our 9-day seminar voyage to ancient Kemet, which is scheduled for October 1st through October 10th. And to register, you can go to EgyptianYoga.com or email EgyptianYoga@AOL.com. We're also taking registration for our winter solstice retreat and festival that will be held in Atlanta this year from December 29th through January 1st of 2017. You can contact Uwab Setna Nevera at 678-437-7768 for registration information. One last announcement is to let you know that our devotional programs on Sunday and Thursdays will be transitioning from Blog Talk Radio to freeconferencecall.com beginning in July. So please stay tuned for information on how to join us as we transition over. This concludes our program for today. On behalf of Siba Ma, Dr. Moira Ashby, and Siba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Shaitan Netter, I am Shems Chut Etua Set Mahat, along with Shems Arit Netter S. Mary Mahati, wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace and blessings, and Ankh Uja Senab, which means life, vitality, and health, and Nahat, enlightenment. Please stay tuned for a closing prayer. Hetep.
Hetep.
In the coming week and the rest of our lives, let us recall the teachings from today, which teaches us that the source of egoism is experienced in the causal body, that is here where the energy and identity of the universal God or the supreme being is beset by ignorance, when it believes itself to be an individual human being instead of the all-pervading universal self. This shift in awareness from being universal to being individual is known as ignorance of the true self. Dua Seba Ma, Dua Seba Ja.
Thank you.
Thank you.